Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Being a small business owner requires you to wear many hats, a great deal of time, more than one at a time. One of the most important hats a small business owner must wear is that of finance. Understanding the finances of a small business is essential for any owner who's seeking long-term success and profitability. By gaining a solid grasp of financial concepts and regularly monitoring key metrics, a business owner can make informed decisions, identify areas for improvement, and drive sustainable growth. From analyzing cash flow and managing expenses to setting prices and evaluating profitability, a deep understanding of the financial aspects enables effective financial planning and resource allocation. With this knowledge, small business owners can navigate challenges, seize opportunities, and ensure the financial health and prosperity of their ventures. But there are many financial mistakes made by a small business owner. Why? Because they're not taking the time to understand the financial end of their business. What I'd like to do in this show is point out some of the financial mistakes made and how to correct them. So here goes. Mistake number one, abdicating the responsibility of the financial side of your business. Abdicating one's responsibility for the financial side of a business is a perilous decision that can have serious consequences. The financial health of a company is the lifeblood of its operations. Relinquishing control over it is akin to surrendering control over the business itself. While it may seem tempting to offload the burden of financial management, such a move can lead to a cascade of problems. First and foremost, abdicating financial responsibility erodes accountability and transparency. By distancing oneself from the financial intricacies, important decisions often become opaque. This makes it difficult to identify potential risks or seize opportunities. The lack of oversight opens the door to fraud, embezzlement, or mismanagement, jeopardizing the company's reputation and stability. On top of that, relinquishing financial control disconnects the business owner from crucial decision-making processes. Financial data serves as a compass. It helps guide strategic planning, resource allocation, and investment choices. Without a firm grasp of the numbers, key decisions become haphazard, increasing the likelihood of poor judgment, financial losses, and missed growth prospects. Furthermore, relying solely on others may result in miscommunication, delays, or errors that can negatively impact the business's financial well-being. Successful entrepreneurs recognize that financial literacy is a fundamental aspect of running a business. Seeking expert advice and delegating tasks is crucial, but completely abdicating responsibility is tantamount to relinquishing leadership of the business. Actively engaging in financial matters helps the business owner gain a comprehensive understanding of their company's fiscal health. That way, they can make informed decisions to drive growth and success. Simply put, abdicating responsibility for the financial side of a business is a perilous path to tread. As a business owner, you should make a commitment to financial literacy and a hands-on approach. By doing so, you can steer your business towards sustained success and prosperity. Mistake number two, having the Mercedes-Benz syndrome. Everyone knows the luxury car Mercedes-Benz. It symbolizes wealth and prestige, thus the name for this phenomenon. The Mercedes-Benz syndrome refers to a mindset or behavior where individuals prioritize material possessions and status symbols above all else. It is often at the expense of their financial well-being and overall happiness. Having the Mercedes-Benz syndrome can lead to a range of negative consequences. First, individuals may become trapped in a never-ending cycle of conspicuous consumption. They are constantly seeking external validation through the acquisition of expensive items. This can result in excessive spending, accumulating debt, and financial instability. The desire for material possessions can overshadow more important aspects of life, such as relationships, personal growth, and experiences that bring genuine fulfillment. On top of that, the Mercedes-Benz syndrome fosters a culture of comparison and competition. Individuals measure their worth based on the possessions they own rather than their inherent qualities or achievements. This can lead to a potential dissatisfaction with one's own circumstances. This dissatisfaction comes about because there can always be someone with a more extravagant lifestyle or a newer luxury item. it perpetuates a mindset of constantly striving for more without finding contentment in the present moment. Furthermore, the pursuit of material wealth often comes at the expense of other important aspects of life, such as personal well-being, work-life balance, and mental health. The pressure to maintain a constant image or social status can lead to stress, anxiety, and a constant need to keep up appearances. Ultimately, individuals may find themselves in a state of perpetual dissatisfaction, as material possessions alone rarely provide lasting happiness or fulfillment. Overcoming the Mercedes-Benz syndrome requires a shift in mindset and values. It entails recognizing that true happiness and fulfillment comes from within, rather than from external possessions. It involves embracing experiences, relationships, personal growth, and contributing to society as a source of genuine satisfaction. By focusing on what truly matters, individuals can break free from the cycle of materialism. By doing so, they can find a more meaningful and balanced approach to life. While the pursuit of wealth and luxury is not inherently negative, it becomes problematic when it overshadows other important aspects of life. Overcoming this syndrome involves reevaluating priorities, finding fulfillment in non-materialistic pursuits, and embracing a balanced and meaningful approach to life. Mistake number 3, blindly accepting what your CPA says. As a business owner, blindly accepting what a CPA or certified public accountant says can be a risky proposition. CPAs are professionals with expertise in financial matters, so this mistake piggybacks on mistake number 1, abdicating the responsibility of the financial side of your business. It is crucial for business owners to maintain an active role in understanding and managing the company's finances. CPAs provide valuable insights and guidance regarding tax laws, financial statements, and compliance requirements. Their expertise can help navigate complex financial situations and ensure legal and ethical practices. However, blindly accepting their recommendations without questioning can lead to a loss of control and a lack of understanding of the business's financial health. Business owners must actively engage with their CPA, ask pertinent questions, and seek clarification to grasp the underlying rationale behind the CPA's recommendations. This ensures that decisions align with the overall business strategy and objectives. In addition, maintaining an open line of communication helps establish trust and fosters a collaborative relationship between the CPA and the business owner. It is important that business owners have a basic understanding of financial concepts and statements. This way, they can make informed decisions. Relying solely on the CPA's interpretations may result in missed opportunities or misguided strategies. By actively participating in financial discussions, business owners can contribute their unique insight and perspectives, enhancing the decision-making process. Blindly accepting what the CPA says can also create an environment where critical thinking and independent analysis is stifled. It is essential for business owners to evaluate financial information from multiple angles. They should also seek additional opinions or expertise when necessary. This fosters a culture of accountability and reduces the risk of errors or misjudgments. To put this all in a few sentences, CPAs play a crucial role in guiding business owners through financial matters. Blindly accepting their recommendations without question can be detrimental. Business owners should actively engage with their CPAs, maintain a basic understanding of financial concepts, and exercise independent thinking to make informed decisions that align with their business goals. By doing so, they can strike a balance between trusting professional expertise and maintaining control over their company's financial well-being. Mistake number 4, ignoring weekly cash flow reports. As a business owner, ignoring weekly cash flow reports is a dangerous practice that can lead to severe financial repercussions. Cash flow is the lifeblood of a business. Weekly cash flow reports provide valuable insights into the company's incoming and outgoing cash. Understanding its fluctuations on a regular basis is essential for maintaining financial stability and making informed decisions. This report allows business owners to identify patterns, trends, and potential issues. Ignoring these reports can result in a lack of visibility into the financial health of the business, leaving it vulnerable to cash flow crises or missed opportunities. Regularly reviewing cash flow reports enables proactive management of expenses, timely collection of accounts receivable, and efficient allocation of resources. It helps identify cash gaps, enabling business owners to take appropriate measures to bridge them, such as negotiating payment terms with suppliers or securing additional funding. Without this information, business owners might find themselves in a cash crunch, struggling to meet obligations or invest in growth opportunities. Also, cash flow reports provide crucial information for forecasting and strategic planning. By analyzing historical data and trends, business owners can make informed predictions about future cash flow. This allows business owners to plan for contingencies, set realistic goals, and allocate resources effectively. Ignoring these reports can lead to a lack of foresight, hinder the ability to make sound financial decisions, and undermines accountability and oversight. Regularly reviewing these reports allows business owners to identify any discrepancies or potential errors, promote transparency, and prevent fraud. It helps ensure that the financial operations are conducted in accordance with proper procedures and safeguards. By actively engaging with cash flow data, business owners can proactively manage their finances and position their companies for long-term success. Mistake number 5, not billing on time. Timely billing is crucial for maintaining a healthy cash flow, ensuring proper financial management, and fostering positive client relationships. When businesses do not bill promptly, they delay the collection of revenue. This delay can disrupt the cash flow cycle, leading to financial strain, missed payment deadlines, difficulty meeting expenses, or investing in growth opportunities. Timely billing allows businesses to receive payments promptly and maintain a constant inflow of funds to support their operations. Delaying billing can also create confusion and ambiguity for clients. It may lead to misunderstandings regarding payment terms. It can cause clients to question the reliability and professionalism of the business. This can strain client relationships and potentially lead to delayed or reduced payments. Consistent and timely billing builds trust and reinforces the business's reputation for reliability and efficiency. Another problem with delayed billing is that it hinders accurate financial reporting and analysis. Timely invoicing ensures that revenue is properly recorded and reflected in financial statements, thereby providing a clear and accurate picture of the business's financial performance. Delayed billing can result in inaccuracies, making it challenging to track income, assess profitability, and make informed financial decisions. Moreover, delayed billing can have legal and contractual implications. Some contracts or agreements stipulate specific invoicing terms or payment deadlines. Failure to comply with these terms can result in penalties, loss of business, or strained legal relationships. To address the issue of not billing on time, businesses should establish efficient billing processes and systems. This includes setting clear invoicing timelines, automating invoice generation and delivery, and implementing reminders or alerts on outstanding payments. Regular monitoring and follow-up on unpaid invoices can help ensure prompt payment. So, if you don't want serious ramifications on your business, including cash flow problems, strained client relationships, inaccurate reporting, and potential legal issues, implement robust billing procedures and maintain consistent invoicing practices. Plus, these practices are essential for maintaining financial stability, fostering positive client relationships, and supporting the overall success of the business. Mistake number 6, focusing on the top line instead of the bottom line. Focusing solely on the top line or revenue generation can be a short-sighted approach. The bottom line or net profit maintains the long-term financial health and stability of a business. While top-line growth is important, it must be balanced with a focus on profitability and cost management to ensure sustainable success. Relying solely on top-line growth can mask underlying issues within a business. Increasing revenue without considering profitability can lead to bloated expenses, inefficient operations, and reduced margins. Over time, this can erode profitability and put the business at risk. Keeping an eye on the bottom line allows business owners to evaluate the effectiveness of their cost structure, identifying areas of inefficiency, and implementing measures to improve profitability. It encourages a strategic approach that considers both revenue generation and cost management, thus ensuring that the business operates in a financially sustainable manner. Profitability is essential for reinvesting in the business, supporting future growth, and building a strong financial foundation. Neglecting the bottom line can limit the business's ability to invest in research and development, marketing initiatives, talent acquisition, and other critical areas that contribute to long-term success. Plus, a bottom-line focus encourages financial discipline and prudent decision-making. It prompts business owners to carefully evaluate the return on investment for various initiatives and allocate resources judiciously. By prioritizing profitability, businesses can make informed choices that optimize their financial performance and increase their competitive advantage. Top-line growth is important for business success, but focusing solely on revenue generation without considering profitability can lead to financial instability and hinder long-term growth. A balanced approach that emphasizes the bottom line ensures that the business remains financially sustainable, identifies areas for improvement, and allows for strategic decision-making. Mistake number 7, not asking your employees to fully participate in the financial goals of the business. I've said this many times on this show. Employees are the life's blood of a business. Not asking them to fully participate in the financial goals of the business can be a missed opportunity. It gives them a sense of ownership and accountability. It also unlocks their potential to contribute ideas, make informed decisions, and drive the company forward. Employees disconnected with the financial goals of the business lack a clear understanding of how their day-to-day actions impact the company's financial performance. This can result in a lack of alignment between individual efforts and organizational goals. In contrast, involving employees in financial discussions and providing them with the necessary knowledge and context empowers them to make informed decisions that positively impact the bottom line. Furthermore, by sharing financial information with employees and involving them in goal-setting processes, businesses create not only a sense of ownership, but motivation. When employees understand how their contributions directly affect the financial outcome of the organization, they are more likely to take initiative, seek efficiencies, and actively participate in achieving financial targets. Plus, involving employees in financial goals also encourages a culture of innovation and continuous improvement. They are more inclined to identify opportunities for cost savings, process improvements, or revenue growth. Their first-hand insights and ideas can lead to innovative solutions that drive profitability and overall business performance. Moreover, including employees in financial decisions can enhance transparency and trust within the organization. Openly sharing financial information fosters a culture of trust and strengthens the bond between management and employees. It demonstrates that the organization values their contributions and believes in their ability to make meaningful contributions to the financial success of the business. Simply put, by harnessing the collective power of employees, businesses can build a strong foundation for sustainable growth and success. Mistake number 8, not knowing where your leads come from. Understanding the sources of your leads is vital for making informed business decisions and driving sustainable growth. Not knowing where your leads come from is a significant oversight. It can hinder your ability to effectively allocate resources, optimize marketing strategies, and maximize conversion rates. Tracking lead sources allows you to identify the most effective marketing channels and campaigns. Without this information, you may continue investing time and resources into channels that generate minimal leads. That leads to missing out on opportunities in more lucrative areas. By knowing the origin of your leads, you can allocate your marketing budget strategically, focusing on the channels that yield the highest return on investment. Understanding lead sources provides insight into your target audience and their preferences. Each lead source may attract a specific demographic or have unique characteristics. By identifying these patterns, you can tailor your marketing messages and strategies to resonate with your most valued prospects. Ultimately, this can lead to conversion rates and drive customer acquisition. Not knowing lead sources also hampers your ability to track and measure the effectiveness of your marketing efforts. Accurate data on lead sources enables you to analyze conversion rates, cost per lead, and overall campaign performance. This data-driven approach allows you to optimize your marketing strategies, refine your messaging, and make data-informed decisions to improve marketing outcomes. Tracking lead sources provides valuable information for future planning and forecasting. It helps you anticipate trends, understand market dynamics, and adapt your strategies accordingly. It also enables you to benchmark your performance against industry standards and competitors, thereby identifying areas for improvement and staying ahead of the curve. Ultimately, understanding the origins of your leads is essential for maximizing marketing ROI, increasing conversion rates, and staying competitive in the market. Mistake number 9, not firing a customer. While customer retention is crucial, there are instances where ending a business relationship is necessary for the overall health and success of your company. Not firing a customer, despite problematic behavior or detrimental impact on your business, can have long-term lasting negative consequences. I refer you back to the SCORE Business Points program of June 6, 2023, on getting rid of bad customers. All of what I am about to tell you, plus more, was covered in that show. Continuing to serve a difficult or problematic customer can drain valuable resources, both in terms of time and energy. Some customers may consistently demand excessive support, make unreasonable demands, or engage in behavior that disrupts your operations. This can divert attention from other valuable customers, hindering productivity and strain your team's morale. Moreover, certain customers may consistently negotiate for lower prices or refuse to pay on time. This puts a financial strain on the business and reduces profitability. By not firing such customers, you perpetuate a cycle of undervaluing your products or services and accepting unfavorable payment terms, in the long run, harming your bottom line and inhibiting growth. Not firing a customer can also harm your reputation. If a difficult customer consistently generates complaints or creates a negative experience for your team, it can damage your brand image and deter potential customers. Word of mouth travels fast, and retaining problematic customers may lead to negative reviews and a tarnished reputation that can be challenging to overcome. Recognizing when to fire a customer is essential. This decision can be made after thoughtful evaluation of the situation, considering the long-term impact on your business. It is important to communicate clearly and professionally with the customer. Explain your reasons for ending the relationship and seek an amicable resolution whenever possible. By firing a customer, you create space for more fruitful business relationships. It allows you to focus on serving customers who align with your values, appreciate your offerings, and are willing to pay fair prices. This shift can enhance your business reputation, improve customer satisfaction, and ultimately lead to higher profitability and growth. So, recognize when to end a business relationship and communicate the decision respectfully. Not getting rid of the bad customer can have detrimental effects on your business. Letting them go can open doors to more positive and sustainable customer interactions, benefiting your business in the long run. Mistake number 10, pricing incorrectly. Pricing incorrectly can have a significant consequence for your business, impacting its profitability, competitiveness, and overall financial health. Setting prices that are too high or too low can lead to missed revenue opportunities, customer dissatisfaction, and difficulties in covering costs. Setting prices too high can result in reduced demand and lost sales. Customers may perceive the price as unreasonably high compared to the value they receive. This will lead them to seek alternatives or choose not to purchase at all, resulting in stagnant inventory, decreasing market share, and missed revenue potential. Additionally, high prices can damage your reputation and make it challenging to attract new customers or retain existing ones. On the other hand, pricing products or services too low can lead to insufficient profit margins and financial sustainability. While attracting customers with low prices may initially generate sales volume, it may not result in profitability if costs are not adequately covered. This can strain cash flow, hinder investments in growth initiatives, and limit the ability to deliver quality products or services. On top of that, pricing too low can create perceptions of low quality or value, thereby undermining the brand image and making it difficult to increase prices in the future. Proper pricing requires a comprehensive understanding of the market, including customer preferences, competitive landscape, and cost structures. It involves considering factors such as production costs, market demands, perceived value, and profit objectives. Thorough market research and analysis are essential for making informed pricing decisions that align with your company's financial goals and market position. Regularly reviewing and adjusting prices based on market conditions, customer feedback, and cost fluctuations is crucial to ensure competitiveness and profitability. It allows businesses to adapt to changing dynamics, optimize revenue streams, and maintain a healthy financial position. Striking the right balance between customer value and cost considerations is essential for setting prices that maximize revenue, maintain competitiveness, and support the overall financial health of the business. Regularly assessing pricing strategies and making informed adjustments based on market dynamics is vital for long-term success. Mistake number 11, not recognizing your balance sheet is more important than your profit and loss statement. While the profit and loss statement provides insight into short-term profitability, balance sheet offers a comprehensive view of a company's financial health and overall value. Not recognizing that your balance sheet is more important than your profit or loss statement can lead to misguided financial decision-making and a lack of long-term financial stability. The balance sheet reflects a business's assets, liabilities, and equity at a specific point in time. It provides a snapshot of the company's financial position, including its liquidity, solvency, and ability to meet obligations. By analyzing the balance sheet, you can assess the company's capital structure, leverage, and overall financial stability. Focusing solely on the profit and loss statement can mask underlying issues within the business. While profitability is important, it does not necessarily indicate a healthy financial condition. A company may generate significant profits, but if it carries excessive debt or has insufficient assets to cover liabilities, it may face financial distress. The balance sheet also reveals critical information about a company's liquidity and working capital. It shows the level of cash on hand, accounts receivable, and inventory. These directly impact a business's ability to pay bills, meet short-term obligations, and fund day-to-day operations. Neglecting the balance sheet can result in cash flow problems, missed payment deadlines, and an inability to seize opportunities or weather financial downturns. Moreover, the balance sheet is crucial in assessing the value and worth of a business. It includes assets such as property, equipment, and intellectual property. All of these contribute to the company's overall valuation. Investors, lenders, and potential buyers rely on the balance sheet to evaluate the financial soundness and potential of a business. By recognizing the importance of the balance sheet, businesses can make informed financial decisions, manage cash flow effectively, and prioritize long-term sustainability. Regularly analyzing the balance sheet helps identify areas for improvement, such as reducing debt, increasing working capital, or optimizing asset allocation. The balance sheet, the profit and loss statement, and the cash flow statements are the three most important financial statements in a business. Understanding how to read them, use the information they provide, and act on that information is most essential to the business owner. The information they provide will help the business owner make informed decisions, ensuring the overall financial well-being of the business. What I have just outlined is not all of the financial mistakes that a business owner can make, but they are the more important ones. Avoiding these mistakes will help the business owner maintain a viable business and increase the potential for long-term success. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you would like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, Score provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast Chapter of Score holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars or in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj, and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any one of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about them and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying, so long, until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/SoutheastNJ. That's score.org/SoutheastNJ. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.